Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. And just in our Mount Rushmore of people that are great guests and inside the biggest issues out there right now, sadly, impeachment / 25th Amendment stuff, is Tom Fitton. Judicial Watch. They uncover so much stuff. They push back so hard at, let's face it, what is the swamp, but maybe more importantly, the administrative state and what goes on in Washington and across the country, literally. Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch, back with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tom, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, Tom, we see this book out now, a warning, another alleged White House official. And I don't know what you've ever done on this, but boy, it's come to a head with me, particularly with President Trump, the 25th Amendment, now saying that Pence would have been in on it. This stuff, when Trump supporters hear it, it should be for any president. This is not workable unless there is something so able to be demonstrated that it would be universally agreed upon of unfitness, and would probably have to be medical rather than anything else. Judicial Watch ever in that orbit around this troublesome 25th Amendment is applied now?
Oh, well, I haven't read the reports yet, I have to confess, but the idea that the vice president would countenance any discussion of the 25th Amendment, especially in the context as you're highlighting, is absurd. But you've got this element of sedition going on within the administration. And as you point out, the 25th Amendment is for very specific narrow purposes. You don't remove a president under the 25th Amendment because you don't like his decision making, because you disagree with his policy.
And let me go down that point. Isn't that what is driving this, that we could put out there to the individual person versus all the stuff that you delve into and pull apart? They differ with both his style and his decision-making, be it the whistleblower and or some in the military. And we know what you have to do in that situation. You either have to follow it, quit, or run against him if you want.
Right. There's no doubt the president has the prerogatives to make foreign policy. If you don't like them, you can resign.
Right.
If you don't like those prerogatives. But to act against the interests of the United States and the interests of the president's constitutional prerogatives is, in my view, seditious. And, you know, you talk about the 25th Amendment. We just got documents just a few weeks ago showing that the 25th Amendment, it was been confirmed, was discussed by the senior Justice Department and FBI officials, Andrew McCabe, acting FBI director at the time, and Rod Rosenstein. They were talking about it. Now, there's a dispute about whether it was joking, but the documents strongly suggest they were not joking. And again, the mere discussion of that is so inappropriate, and so, I tell you, that's a coup when you have people talking like
exactly,
that.
Exactly, Tom. Right. I would liken it. You and I know, if we go into an airport, we're only joking about, I'm not even going to say the words here, you know, given the climate of security, how many people have been pulled in, and they were only joking. If you're in that sensitive of a position, McCabe, Rosenstein, and the others, this is not something you sit around and joke about. You just don't.
Oh, well, hold on a second. I misspoke. There's no disagreement that the 25th Amendment was brought up in a serious way. The joking was supposedly about whether to wear a wire on the president.
Yeah.
All coup-related activity. If generals and colonels were talking like this in the Pentagon, no one would have a second thought about calling it a coup. Then you have these deep state bureaucrats, and so some of them appointed directly by the president, talking about overthrowing the presidency. And you see it continuing with these hearings in the House by Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi.
And I wanted to get to something that ought to startle people if the media puts it out there enough, that the attorney, apparently for the whistleblower, the anti-Trump whistleblower, vowed to get rid of Trump and did call it the coup has started, actually using the word.
Yeah, and that was the beginning of his administration.
Yeah.
Called for impeachment, a coup, you know, talking about the coup, talked about rebellion, used the hashtag rebellion. When I talk about a malicious, seditious conspiracy, this is what we're talking about. And right now, you have this conspiracy to protect the identity of this whistleblower, not because there's any legitimate concerns about his safety or anything like that. It's because they know if his full agenda and background would be exposed, and I don't know for sure who the person is. I mean, there's been a good guess, as you know, out there, that they would be it would be exposed for what it is, which is an attack on the president over policy as opposed to any substantive concerns about illegalities or anything corrupt.
Yeah, and Rand Paul made the point, Tom, and you probably would make it too. Look, we're not saying the person should be fired, even though he's probably not there now, or anything of that with whistleblowers. We want legitimate whistleblowers. But if it's going to be something where there's due process involved, you have a right to know who your accuser is for the very reason that you're talking about. You can't make all this stuff happen and then go away, and we can't assess your credibility.
Look, this guy knows about as much as what the president was saying and doing as the other witnesses. The other witnesses aren't being kept secret.
Mm-hmm.
This is just about protecting the origins of the coup because it's corrupt, and it looks like the individual whistleblower, who I don't call a whistleblower, I know whistleblowers, I work with whistleblowers, whistleblowers have been friends of mine. This guy is no whistleblower. That his underlying communications with Schiff, his office, may have been outside the law and outside the rules, and he may have been inappropriately discussing classified information internally in the administration. That's what they're trying to protect.
Absolutely. Tom, are you guys engaged with the Epstein thing, with the new information about ABC and apparently spiking the story, and at least one national expert saying it doesn't add up the way he died? Are you looking at any of that?
Yeah, we have FOIA requests on the circumstances of his death and the basic information about that investigation or non-investigation, depending on your point of view. And we've been stonewalled, so it looks like we may have to sue on it.
And toward what point, what do you think is wrong that we haven't heard? They claim, hey, he killed himself. There is some logic to that. What is it that would have judicial watch? Is this just your mission and what you do to make sure, or is there something driving that?
Well, we're suspicious given the kind of the cascade of circumstances, which even by themselves would have been unusual to happen, but when all together it becomes fantastic. The video's breaking down, everyone being asleep, all sorts of other weirdness going on. And this was the most, at the time, the most famous prisoner in the U.S. Justice Department's Bureau of Prisons, and they couldn't manage to keep him alive.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the sort of thing we're going to ask questions about.
What's the next area now for you with impeachment moving forward? We have the public testimony finally, some of it on Wednesday next week and some of it on Friday. What is Judicial Watch looking to move on? What's the next area of all this?
Well, we're doing the basic heavy lifting, as I call it, and doing the FOIAs on what this whistleblower was doing. What was going on with Ukraine in the real sense of the word, with the protection of Biden and the corruption there. And, of course, all of our Russiagate investigations are proceeding as well. We have new documents coming out. The State Department, for instance, we just found one of the folks tied to the Clinton Fusion GPS spy ring guy, Christopher Steele, the State Department official buddy of his, was talking to the political chief of the Russian embassy, seemingly about Steele's operation, just a month before Trump's inauguration. This is the State Department, folks. And, you know, where are all the State Department officials complaining about the State Department targeting Trump during the Obama administration?
Right.
I tell you, this is such a deep state scam, you know, and our republic's at stake here. So we're going to be focused very much on exposing the truth about that corruption and trying to protect the republic and the Constitution and the presidency from, as I say, this coup attack.
Well, thank God you guys are there, Tom, and you particularly. What do people do? How do they follow you? How do they help with this?
or on the internet at judicialwatch.org. We're on Facebook, Facebook Judicial Watch, and at Judicial Watch. And, you know, I'm on Twitter as well, at Tom Fitton.
Very good, Tom. Thanks for the time today in Philadelphia.
You're welcome.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.